This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
So why don't we turn then to our next item of business, which is the election of officers. And our first... we've done the minutes. Yeah, we did the minutes. And you voted for it. Election of officers. Our first election this morning is for the officer of chairman of the Federal Election Commission. And are there nominations for chairman? Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to nominate Vice Chairman Robert Lenhart to be chairman next year. In doing so, I want to echo all the comments he made about your chairmanship this year, and that we are going to miss you. But as he said, this was probably a record year for this agency, and it's amazing. We have 30-year veterans, which means that they were here when the doors opened at this agency. But there was no honeymoon for the new commissioners when we came in. We were working on regulations from the first day. And the reason we were able to do that and the reason we were able to really in a very cooperative manner get all of this work done was because of your leadership, and we very much appreciate that. And I do want to say, in nominating Commissioner Lenhart, that I look forward to his chairmanship, that while we sometimes have very spirited debates here about policy and interpretation of the statute, the one thing I have very much enjoyed in this year on the commission is the fact that there's a very collegial atmosphere here. We are able to go to each other's offices and talk about these issues and try to convince each other that their particular viewpoint is correct, and that is one of the reasons we were able to function as we do and why we had a record year this past year, particularly closing. In addition to everything that the Vice Chairman added, we closed, I think, between our administrative fines program, our ADR program, and our MER program, over 300 cases. That is a lot for an agency which is one of the smallest federal agencies in the federal government. And I think that's a remarkable success, one attributable to our professional staff and to the leadership on the commission. But I'm very happy to be able to nominate Commissioner Lenhart for chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Von Spakovsky. Commissioner Lenhart has been nominated to be chairman of the Federal Election Commission for 2007. Is there discussion on the nomination? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Commissioner Lenhart, our new chairman in 2007.
Thank you, sir.
I noticed you didn't let anybody get any other nominations in.
I was utterly confident that would not occur. It's always great when we act unanimously here. It's just terrific. Congratulations, Commissioner. You will do an outstanding job next year.
Thank you. I just want to say very briefly, I look forward to this year very much. I think I've got a great base to work from in our work in 2006, and I look forward to the challenge of continuing our record of success this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next election will be as to be the officer of vice chairman of the Federal Election Commission. Do we have nominations for that office? Commissioner Walford.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to begin also like Commissioner Von Spakovsky, because it provides me with an opportunity to say as a new person to the commission how much it's meant to me to have your leadership this year. Stepping into government service and here at the same time, I wasn't sure what to expect, and I found from every commissioner utmost in collegiality, but it takes a chairman to always set the tone, and it's been a wonderful, productive, educational year, and I'm very proud of having the opportunity to have served with you. I know all of us feel the same way, but I just wanted to take this moment because you'll be leaving us so soon. It's my privilege to nominate Commissioner David Mason to the position of Vice Chairman of the Federal Election Commission. As we all know, the career of Commissioner Mason is filled with extraordinary accomplishments and dedication to public service, to working in several capacities with our highest leaders in government, to his service as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, to his ultimate appointment to the FEC. He's earned a reputation of distinction for hard work, honesty, and congeniality that has given him as fine a reputation as anyone could ask for, both as a person and as a public servant. It will be our honor as commissioners, as well as an honor for the public in general, for Commissioner Mason to serve the FEC once again as vice chairman and as chairman. With the leadership next year of Vice Chairman Lenhardt as our new chairman, and following in the very large footsteps of our current chairman, Chairman Toner, the FEC will undoubtedly experience a new level of accomplishment of its own. Since my short tenure here, Commissioner's reputation has been borne out in every respect. We look to Commissioner Mason to provide a balanced, insightful, direct view on issues with a willingness to hear both sides of the debate with a true interest in order to find a consensus and to provide the very best answer to very difficult issues. He approaches these issues with collegiality and with humor, both of which are critical catalysts for consensus building. As a father of 10, he certainly has gained an added measure of experience which none of us on the commission can claim. In juggling competing interests and heartfelt views of persons who need to be treated equally. While his position in assisting Chairman Lenhardt will be much akin to herding cats, as the adage goes, he will have the added factor of difficulty of herding those who have an added measure in different quantities of the elephant and mule in their blood. I know that we are compliment all of us as commissioners that he will be herding us in the right direction. For those reasons and many others, I am proud to put Commissioner Mason's name and nomination for the Vice Chairman of the Commission.
Thank you, Commissioner Walther. I'm sure herding us would be far easier. Maybe it's more difficult than your many wonderful children, Commissioner Mason. Are there additional nominations for the officer of Vice Chairman? Hearing none, I will call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries 6-0, and Commissioner Mason's elected Vice Chairman. Congratulations, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I first want to thank Commissioner Walther for those very kind, indeed too kind, words and nomination, and to join all of my colleagues in their thanks to you for your service and their great appreciation for it. I very much look forward to working with Chairman Lenhardt next year, and hope indeed we can go on to even better performance next year.
Thank you, Commissioner. I know you'll be an outstanding Vice Chairman. You've served with tremendous distinction here at this agency, and your chairmanship year of 2002 was one of the more extraordinary years in the history of the FEC, and it's been a great privilege to serve with you over the last 5 years.